Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, June 11th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, planning for your retirement and debt collectors. When does it end? Those stories as we continue.
You're an entrepreneur, not an accountant, but it's always the same story. You make your hobby your business, all of a sudden you're a business owner. Instead of doing what you love, you're tracking your time, creating invoices, collecting receipts, and chasing clients down for payment. With FreshBooks, you can save yourself from a ton of headaches. FreshBooks can create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports. Start your 30-day free trial today. Go to GetFreshBooks.com, and don't forget to enter WSJ Your Money Matters in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Are you nearing retirement age, or are you already there? If the answer to either question is yes, then you know that managing your nest egg when it comes to withdrawals can be as complicated as building it in the first place. Walter Updegrave of the soon-to-be-launched website Real Deal Retirement explains the balancing act many undertake.
You want the money to last very long, but you don't want to spend so little that very late in life, when you may not be able to enjoy your money as much, you have a whole lot left.
A big issue that must be confronted head-on is when to start drawing from Social Security.
A lot of people just simply take it when they first become eligible for it, and that's age 62. But by waiting each year between 62 and age 70, you can increase your monthly payment by roughly 7% to 8%.
He added that another crucial piece of the puzzle is to set a budget for your twilight years. You can do this manually with a pen and paper, or there are other options, especially online, where there are a few interactive tools to create a financial plan for your retirement. As we continue, do debt collectors have a shelf life?
Leaving the country on business takes a lot of planning. Bringing your data plan doesn't. With T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, you'll get unlimited data in over 100 countries automatically. There's no changing plans and no extra charges. Just get off the plane and go. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
How long can a debt collector come after you for a very old debt? Adam Levin of Credit.com explains the statutes of limitations on debt collectors.
It's important to pay your bills, but if you don't, debt collectors can't come after you forever. Depending upon the state where you live, there's a statute of limitations that prevents a creditor or debt collector from filing a lawsuit after a certain period of time. In many states, it ranges from 4 to 6 years, calculated from your last payment on the debt. Now, does this mean you won't be chased for a very old debt after the statute of limitations has expired? Probably not. But collectors must adhere to the mandates of the Federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. You can tell them not to call. If they continue, it could be a violation of the law. But even if they do go away, your credit issues don't simply vanish. The negative information will stay on your credit report for 7 years and 6 months from the original date you went delinquent. I'm Adam Levin. Come visit us at credit.com and take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.